with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court handed Donald Trump a major victory on Monday, barring states from disqualifying candidates for federal office under a constitutional provision involving insurrection and reversing Colorado's exclusion of him from its ballot. The former president said the justices made the right call.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country. Again, I hope it's unifying like I think, but it is. It's a big step toward unification.
The justices unanimously overturned a December 19th decision by Colorado's top court to kick the former president off the state's Tuesday Republican primary ballot after finding that the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment disqualified him from again holding public office. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a guilty plea from a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman charged with leaking highly classified military documents.
Appearing in Boston's federal court, 22-year-old Jack Teixeira admitted to leaking highly classified military documents about Ukraine and other national security secrets while he worked at the Air Force Intelligence Wing at the Otis Air Base in Massachusetts. Prosecutors are calling for a 17-year prison sentence for the willful retention and transmission of national defense operations. Teixeira's attorney describes him as just being a kid and says he is remorseful. That leak raised alarm over America's ability to protect its military secrets. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Vice President Kamala Harris has held a meeting with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 97 points. This is SRN News. Jack Graham, senior pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, hosts a daily podcast on the Pray.com platform called Bible in a Year. Pastor Graham says the podcast started small but has developed into an amazing experience for him.
When we were approached by the people at Pray.com, they asked me to do it, and we prayed about it and said yes. And honest to goodness, I thought, if we get a couple of 100,000 people on this, it would be great. But I was willing to do it and glad to do it because it was about the Bible. And there's such a hunger for God's Word, and that's the whole point of why this has become what it's become. And so we started, and before you knew it, it took off, and now we're at right at 50 million. Downloads. It's beyond my imagination.
Jack Graham says through his 250 Bible in a Year episodes on Pray.com, he's reached more people around the world than during his entire lifetime of in-person preaching. The free podcast available at BibleInAYear.com. This is SRN News. Some profit-taking occurred on the indexes today following the record-setting last week. Alas, there were no records on Wall Street Monday. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street at the start of a busy week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its latest record high. The Dow fell 97 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gave up 0.4%. Later this week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will speak before Congress. What Powell says could sway expectations for when the Fed will start cutting interest rates. That's currently expected to happen in June. The latest monthly jobs report will also arrive at the end of the week. Macy's jumped more than 13%. Two investment companies raised their offer to buy the shares that they don't already own in the struggling retailer. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.